This partnership, as you noted, is to deploy $1.3 billion over the next 3 years in partnership with the Africa CDC, and we'll do four things. First, we will purchase vaccines for up to or at least 50 million people. Second, we will support the deployment of vaccinations across the country. Third, we're going to be focusing on building the long-term workforce capabilities for vaccine manufacturing on the continent. And fourth, we're going to strengthen the Africa CDC and enable it to undertake this huge initiative.
So, Rita, what influenced the timing of this decision by the MasterCard Foundation? What influenced the timing?
I think one of the most critical things, which is so hard to ignore, is the growing inequity. The gap between this part of the world, as you know, I live in Kigali right now, versus the rest of the world. Less than 2% of the population of Africa has been vaccinated, in contrast to upwards of 50% elsewhere in the world. The African Union last year set a target of vaccinating at least 60% of the population by the end of 2022. And we just felt that this gap, this inequity, was unbearable, and it required a response.
Are there any benchmarks that the MasterCard Foundation would want to see as it partners Africa CDC in this fight against this global pandemic?
Yes, there are a number of benchmarks. So one, obviously, is the purchase and the deployment of vaccinations to millions of people. And we will be tracking the numbers of people who get vaccinated. That's one. Second is we also see this as an opportunity for employment for thousands of people, and hopefully thousands of young people who are going to also be mobilized to stand up vaccination centers, to play different kinds of roles in this very large effort, and we'll be tracking that as well. But most fundamentally, we want to be able to see as vaccinations take hold, the restoration and the recovery of economy, where people can go about their lives, begin to move about with more freedom to be able to undertake economic activity. As you know, this containment of the virus, which up to now has really relied on restricted movements, a lot of social distancing, which is very, very difficult in this context, has had a huge impact on many economies across the continent.
What has been the responses you've gotten since MasterCard Foundation made this contribution to Africa's fight against the coronavirus?
Well, with the response overwhelmingly has been positive. We have heard words like, you know, about time. We want to see more organizations step up. There are others who are joining us as well to say, how can we help? People are very excited that we're focusing on the continent and putting at the center an African public health institution, the Africa CDC, and that we will be working with many African organizations across the continent. So in some ways, it's been a shot in the arm, not to use a pun, of hope. And so we are also gratified and we're humbled. But right now, what's important to us is let's get going and let's focus on the hard work of making it happen.
With this amount that MasterCard has donated to the fight against coronavirus, will you also partner these governments in their effort to revive their economies battered by the pandemic?
So first and foremost, Peter, this effort is going to get behind national vaccination plans. We are not going to create a parallel system to what is happening in each of the countries. Virtually most of the countries across the continent have put together plans for and have actually started implementing vaccinations across their countries. Now, it's been slow. Some of those efforts have been stymied for different reasons. So the focus here is to understand where are those plans right now, what are the critical needs, and how this initiative can assist. So we are actually getting behind national public health institutions as they go about doing this work.
What is the message here to the people of Africa following this donation?
The message, number one, is a message of hope. Second, it's also about getting practical. I would ask everyone, get yourself informed of the facts about this disease, how you can protect your families, how you can continue to stay safe. and also get the facts about vaccine. And when a vaccine is offered to you, take it. Take it to keep yourself safe, keep your family safe, and keep your community